This is Hacker Public Radio episode 3152 for Tuesday, the 1st of September 2020. Today's show is entitled My Pocket Knives. It is hosted by Dave Morris and is about 15 minutes long and carries an explicit flag. The summary is, I talk a little about some pocket knives I often carry.
This episode of HPR is brought to you by archive.org. Support universal access to all knowledge by heading over to archive.org/donate.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to Hacker Public Radio. This is Dave Morris. Now, today I've got a fairly short show. It's the sort that I quite like to listen to, quite like to do. It's basically a list, but I hope you might find it interesting. I'm talking about pocket knives. Now, when I was a boy, quite a long time ago now, maybe from about age 10, I was given a penknife, as they were called. Are they still called that? It's a little thing with a pearl handle with two blades in it. Carried that all the time around with me, and it was pretty normal. I mean, you could take that to school and sharpen pencils with it. It was very common to do that. Anyway, since then, I've always carried pocket knives of some sort with me. Not necessarily in my pocket, but in a rucksack or whatever. I've got three knives that often travel with me just now, though two of them have got a locking function on them, and UK laws seem to be against such knives for reasons that I'm not entirely clear about, given that a knife is just as deadly whether it locks or not. But there you go. If you have one and you're stopped by the police, you have to give a good reason for why you're carrying it, which is, you know, it's to do with your business or something. Anyway, I'm going to talk about these three knives, and just in brief, just to summarize what I'm going to talk about, one's a Victorinox Huntsman, the other one is a Durol French knife, and the third one is a Roxxon knife from China. Let's talk about the Huntsman, the Victorinox. I expect most people know about these sorts of knives. They're generally called Swiss Army knives. That's what they originally derived from. There's quite a lot of information about the history of this stuff, and I've pointed to a few things like a Wikipedia article. They're usually knives which have lots of tools in them. The number of tools can vary. It can just be two or three, but can be quite an enormous amount for the more expensive ones. Victorinox is the predominant brand now. There used to be others, but they've all been sort of bought or disappeared, I think. The Wikipedia article I refer to tells you quite a lot. The model I've got is the Huntsman, and it's classified as a medium-sized knife if you're on the Victorinox website. I won't list all the bits, but in brief, it's got two blades, which are really sharp, a pair of scissors. It's actually got a saw for cutting wood, for some reason or other in the photos I forgot to open out. If you open out all the tools on these things, you have to be really careful, you don't cut your fingers. So maybe I was just being ultra cautious. But anyway, yeah, it's a cool thing. Some pictures of it. It's also got a couple of little detachable tools in it. There's a toothpick, which is a plastic toothpick. Strange thing to have in a knife, I guess. You never know. And a pair of tweezers, which are actually quite good for getting splinters out of your fingers or whatever. I found one of the best pairs of tweezers I have. Now, I originally bought one of these a very long time ago in Edinburgh from a tool shop near the centre of the city. And this tool shop was really old-fashioned, run by a, a family sort of family shop, had lots and lots and lots of stuff, not organized in any particular way, just sort of all around the place, but you could get so much good stuff in there. And they had a sale of these knives. I don't know why, because I think they hold their price pretty well, but I took advantage of it and bought the Huntsman. Loved that knife, carried it with me a lot in my pocket. But went out walking with the kids one weekend, and we were cutting sticks, because that's what you do when you're out in the woods with children, and using the saw. And I put it back in my pocket, and it must have fallen out at some point, because I lost it. So I felt pretty sorry for myself. It was really, you know, the things that you really like and that you lose, you do tend to regret. At least I do. But eventually I decided, well, the only sensible thing to do would be to get another one. So I bought the current one off Amazon, where the price was not as good as the original sale price, but it wasn't too painful. I think they're somewhere around £30-35 for this one now. I think in the 20-25 sort of area when I bought it. 28, I don't remember now. Anyway, but so I'm very careful with it. Tend not to carry it in my pocket so much. And it's usually in my rucksack, though you have to watch out for carrying knives in a rucksack, because often these days you go into museums and stuff, and they want to put anything you're carrying through through a metal detector. So second knife cut is a Durol, I think it's pronounced it, Durol brand, and it's there's a couple of pictures of it. It's manufactured in an interesting city in central France called Thiers, that's how you pronounce it. And it's known as the Knife City because it's got loads of factories that make knives. It's a source of many knives you'll find in France and elsewhere, I think. This is a classic design. And Thiers is in, how do you say this, Puy-de-Dôme? Anyway, it's in the Auvergne region, central France. Never been there myself, but somewhere I'd really like to visit one day. On the Wikipedia page for this, it says, it's about Thiers, is a major historical centre of knife manufacturing with about 100 companies and a cutlery museum. 70% of French pocket knives, kitchen and table knives are manufactured in Thiers. My sort of base, really. This particular knife has a wooden handle, which I believe is ash. I can't identify it myself, but I think the design's been ash for the old-fashioned one, which this is. There's a metal collar at the top, which if you picture you'll see, and through the collar is a riveted pivot on which the blade sits. The blade is locked in a closed position, and there's a red button on the handle of the knife which you press and you can unlock. Then when it's in the open position, it locks again, and the red button does the job. The knife design is documented as possibly being derived from the other a classic French pocket knife, which I assume it must therefore have been created before the Durol. And that's the Opinel. And just so happened that Shane Shannon did a show on this knife and a few other things. Show 2650. Partly what gave me the idea to talk about my knife. I think it's actually a nice subject. If there's something, if you're thinking of doing a show and you're into knives, then that might be a fun thing to talk about. So this model is the basic one. I think it is the rock bottom version. And there are others with different colours, plastic handles, more accessories like corkscrew or bottle opener and this sort of thing. Thought I'd tell you the tale of how I came by this knife. I bought it in France in the 1980s somewhere. I'm not quite clear when exactly, but 82, 3, somewhere like that. We used to go to conferences. I was working at a local university at that point. We used to go to conferences because there was a budget for doing that. My boss tended to chair various bits, like to be on, you know, management committees and stuff. We were going to Paris. We were driving from Edinburgh, which was an interesting thing to do, but something he did fairly often. being a great Francophile. And we, I made some note, I put a footnote here thinking, oh, maybe you might be interested in this. The footnote says, to get to, from Edinburgh to Paris, we drove in my boss's car, not surprisingly a French car, and we shared the driving. We drove to Dover on the south coast of England, and we took then hover speed hovercraft service to Calais. So that's long gone now. I think it closed down. There's a link here which will tell you. I don't remember. I think it closed down in about 2005, having been running from the early 1980s. Hovercraft were more cool than they seem to be. It was a great massive thing that came up a ramp on the beach, as I recall. You could drive a car into up a ramp and into the usual thing. It got strapped down, and then you sat in a thing that felt a bit like an aeroplane seating area. And it was a reasonably smooth crossing. Don't think hovercraft were very good with choppy sea conditions. Certainly, a heavy swell would stop the service, as far as I understand. And they were incredibly noisy too, with sort of big aircraft engine on the top to drive the fans. Anyway, we took the hovercraft to Calais. We just ran up the beach, and we then drove from there into Calais itself. And we drove to Paris from there. But on our way through Calais, Calais was famous. I don't know if it still is, for these hypermarché hypermarkets, which a lot of Brits tended to visit, because it's a good place to get cheap wine and cheese and all sorts of stuff. I don't know what the status of that stuff is now, but at that particular point, it's a very cool thing to do. And we went in one to see what it was like and to get some stuff for lunch. And I bought a baguette and some cheese and the usual things that you do when you're in France. Maybe some smelly cheese, because it was... And I saw this knife available in the hypermarket and thought, oh, that'd be good for... You can use it for spreading stuff. You can use it for cutting stuff. So I'm going to have that. So I bought that there, and it stayed with me ever since. So it's pretty old. It doesn't look too battered, actually. It's used a fair bit. So that's my tale. So the third knife is called Roxon, R-O-X-O-N. And I saw it on Amazon and thought it would be quite cool. It's a single-bladed knife, and... you can open it with one hand because it's got a button on the blade that you can swivel around. Never owned such a knife before and thought it would be quite... It's quite a stylish looking thing. You can see if you've got access to the pictures. It locks open, and then as it opens, it reveals an unlock button that you can press and close the blade up again. It's not spring-loaded or anything. It wouldn't be, would it? I'd say it was a right-handed design, though. I would imagine it'd be quite difficult to open it if you're left-handed in the way that I do it with my right hand. But I don't know. I've never been left-handed, so I don't know. It's got a belt clip or a pocket clip on the rear, which you can detach, apparently. Looked into doing that. From that side, there's a pair of scissors. Scissors in knives, nothing very special. These are massive, given the size of the knife, and they're really chunky and very robust and sharp and effective. What little experience I've had with them, you could prune small plants and that sort of thing with them in the garden, and you could cut heavy fabrics and so on and so forth. So I got the knife from Amazon. As I said, it was about £25. I found that it's made in China when I looked at the box. It's hard to find out where it's come from on Amazon. They don't tell you. They always tell you random stuff, nothing that you want to know often. And the Roxon website doesn't tell you very much about where it's from. But anyway, is there any difference as far as I'm concerned? It seems quite well made, and it's quite comfortable to hold and to use. So my only concern is that the knife has got sort of two bevels to it. It's got a usual sort of cutting edge, long cutting edge, and then rather than curving to the tip, there's an turn to it. And I don't know how easy it would be to sharpen just that wee tip bit, but I forgot. Use a whetstone of some sort. So in conclusion, if I had to choose one knife to take with me on a trip, I think I'd take the Victorinox, because it's just got so much versatility, all the gadgets with it. But most of the time, I have all three of these in pretty proximity. Bag in a pocket on the desk beside me, as they are now. And so don't really have a strong preference. So that's the end. Hope you find that interesting. As I say, if you think it's a subject worth adding to, then do so by all means. Okay then, bye.
You've been listening to Hacker Public Radio at hackerpublicradio.org. We are a community podcast network that releases shows every weekday, Monday through Friday. Today's show, like all our shows, was contributed by an HPR listener like yourself. If you ever thought of recording a podcast, then click on our contribute link to find out how easy it really is. Hacker Public Radio was founded by the Digital Dog Pound and the Infonomicon Computer Club, and is part of the Binary Revolution at binrev.com. If you have comments on today's show, please email the host directly, leave a comment on the website, or record a follow-up episode yourself. Unless otherwise stated, today's show is released under a Creative Commons Attribution Share Alike 3.0 license.